granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is meeting day again for the Golden Era Discussion Club. Because of the usual last-minute excuse from Ulysses S. Quincy, the meeting place has been changed from the Quincy home to the Weehawk residence. And so, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric acting as host for the club and ushering in member Abner Peabody.
Well, come on in, Mr. Abner.
Well, evening, Cedric.
Yeah. Just pile your coat and stuff on the chair there.
Yeah, sure. Evening, Grandpa.
Evening, Abner.
Mom?
Virgil Breckenridge is in town today.
Well, Mom, how come you switched the meeting over here to Cedric's house tonight? I thought we was going to have it at Ulysses' place this time for sure.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but he called up about an hour ago and said his woman had a quilting bee over there this afternoon, and the quilt frame's so big it got jammed in twixt a part of walls and they can't get it down.
By the land, sir.
That's what he said.
Well, I reckon how come these things all have happened at his place on Tuesday night?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Might be him coming now. He's the only one that ain't here yet.
Yeah, you better see who's at the door, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'm going.
Whereabouts is Cedric's boy?
Oh, Caleb's upstairs sleeping. Said he had a hard day at the blacksmith shop today.
Oh, I thought maybe old Caleb liked to join the club.
Got a lot of culture to cover tonight.
Well, good for us.
Cedric, get a pillar and prop up Grandpa Master's head. You're going to break his neck sleeping that way.
I hear you had a quilting bee over at your place today, Ulysses.
Abner, don't get on that subject.
Huh?
Guess who was in town today, Abner?
I don't know who, Grandpa.
Virgil B. Breckenridge.
Oh.
Well, come on, let's all settle down and get the culture rolling. Everybody ready?
Just one.
Okay, here.
Good. The sixth meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order and continue to pursue our course in quest of a higher type of ignorance for Pine Ridge. All them present, please signify by the same sign.
Hey, okay.
Abner, close Grandpa Master's mouth for him. Maybe he won't snore then.
Yeah, I'll get him.
In order that the members will have more time to spend on the culture subject for tonight, I hereby make a motion that we skip the reading of the minutes of the last meeting. All them in favor signify by the same sign.
Okay.
Abner, see if you can't prop Grandpa Master's mouth shut with something.
Yeah, I'll tie it shut with his muffler this time. I'll fix it.
Did you see Virgil Breckenridge when he was in town today, Abner?
Oh, I never, Grandpa.
He was in town.
He was, huh?
Yes, sir. Today. There's a fellow who always got something interesting to tell.
Well, what did he have to tell today, Grandpa?
That can wait till after the meeting, Abner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Fellow members, I'm very happy to announce that the high-class culture subject for tonight's deep discussion is science. And we're going to concentrate on our famous and high-class...
Oh, my goodness! Earthquake! Just get out of here!
Well, that's just Papa.
Huh?
Stomping on the floor upstairs. I'll go see what he wants.
Oh, stomp when he wants you, huh? Tell Caleb not to do that no more, said. It scared me half to death.
I weren't scared, but it did look sort of like an earthquake, the way that chandelier started jiggling. Look at that swinging lamp.
Why, sure. Reckon old Caleb's mad about something?
Look, he's still swinging backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
When Caleb seen Virgil Breckenridge today, he was in town for a while.
We know that by now, Grandpa.
Oh, it's got something interesting to tell. That's old Virgil for you.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, where was he? Oh, yeah, science. Tonight, fellow members, we're going to concentrate on a famous and high
price. What do you Paul want, Cedric?
Well, he said you fellas be quiet down here. He's trying to get to sleep.
Paul.
Said stop talking so loud.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm sorry we disturbed him. Well, we'll be quiet, won't we, fellas?
Okay, here.
Now, tonight we're going to concentrate on a famous and high-class scientific named Sir Isaac Newton.
Who, Ron?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh, Newton. Is he the fella that makes some fig Newtons we got over there in the store?
Oh, no, of course not, Sherry. Sir Isaac's an entirely different fella from him.
Oh, well, what are we having for refreshments tonight, Cedric?
Abner Heyshub.
Oh,
Newton. Wasn't there a Newton family that lived over there by Red Rock Quarry?
No, that was McComber's that lived over there, Grandpap.
Well, this fella I'm talking about never lived near Red Rock Quarry, I'll tell you that. He lived over in England, I think.
He ain't a born painter, is he, love?
No, he's a scientific, Ulysses.
I've got to get that born of mine painted some way.
According to the book I looked Sir Isaac up in, he studied up different scientific
matters. There's your Paul again, Cedric.
Come on, I'll see what he wants this time.
Old Caleb sure makes that ceiling lamp up our shape. Look at that thing.
Now, I want you fellas to pay attention now, because this next is important.
Cheers, Tom.
Yeah, Sir Isaac studied up different scientific ideas, such as the binomial theorem and the fluxional calculus and the...
Well, now, wait a minute, Mom. I'm afraid I jumped the track there. What is them things?
Well, I'll explain them to you when I get more time, Abner.
Oh.
Here's the most important one, the law of gravity.
Law? Is he a lawyer, too?
No, this ain't got nothing to do with law.
You said law, Long.
Well, it's a scientific principle.
I
figured the best way to start a discussion on it is to have a demonstration of it.
Demonstration?
Wait a minute. What did Caleb want this time, Cedric?
Oh, he just said he wished them idiots downstairs would get through with their prattle and go on home where they belong.
Did he say that about us?
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't get excited.
I don't like that.
Well, Caleb ain't cultured like us fellas is, so naturally he don't know how important this how important this high-class stuff is. We'll all be quiet, and he'll be asleep in no time at all.
Well, he's got a lot of nerve calling us idiots. I'll tell him that right now.
Say, Cedric...
What is, Mr. Grandpap?
Virgil Breckenridge was in town today.
Grandpap, you've told us that 1,000 or 100 times already.
Well, I always like it when Virgil comes over from Odin. He always has something interesting to tell.
Yeah, all right. We might as well get it over with. What was it he had to tell today that was so interesting?
Today, you mean?
Why, sure, today.
Oh, I don't know. I never got to talk to him today.
You never?
No, he was in town, though.
Oh, my.
Gilroy Adams seen him. There's a nice fella now, that Gilroy. Always says hello whenever he sees you.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes, Grandpa, please hitch up and pay attention here. Cedric, I want you to go out in the kitchen and get me an apple.
Well, yeah, get me one, too, Cedric. I love apples. Get me a great big one, Cedric.
Wait a minute, Abner. These apples ain't to eat.
Huh?
I just want one to demonstrate Newton's law of gravity with.
Oh.
Hurry up, Cedric. Go out in the kitchen and see if you can get me one.
Yes, Mom. I think you're some back there, all right.
Long, can I eat the apple after you get through demonstrating with it?
Oh, I don't care. Now, the idea of this is...
I just love apples. I've always loved them, ever since I was just a youngin'. Only I don't like them little bitty ones we've been getting over at the store this winter. And you fellas know where I can get some great big apples at. I just love great big apples.
Abner, this discussion's about gravity and not apples.
Well, I like to talk about apples. I love them.
Now, here's the point of demonstration. As I get the story, Sir Isaac was sitting under an apple tree one day. More than likely, he never heard that song.
What song, Mom?
Don't sit under the apple tree.
Oh,
that's kind of a joke, doesn't it? No.
Yeah, that's
a Anyway, he was sitting under an apple tree one day, and an apple fell and hit him on the head.
Oh, my goodness.
Jiminy, he ought to lawsuit him first.
Yes, sir, ought to do it. Take it to court.
Well, wait a minute. It might have been his own tree, for all I know.
Oh, well, he wouldn't want to lawsuit himself. No.
Anyway, he figured out from that experience that there's something called gravity that makes everything get pulled to the center of the earth.
Does what, Long?
Gravity, he calls it. Pull stuff down to the center of the earth.
What do you mean, pull stuff?
Well, when the apple fell off the tree, instead of sitting out there in the middle of the air, instead of going up, why, it comes down.
Well, naturally it calms down. Why wouldn't it?
Well, what makes it calm down?
Well, it just falls off the tree, that's all. Falls down on the ground, ain't going to just hang there in the air.
Well, what keeps it from falling up or sideways is what I'm talking about.
Well, Law, nothing falls up. It falls down when something falls off of a tree.
I know it falls down, but why does it fall down? The law of gravity makes it fall down.
Huh?
There's a law that says it's got to fall down.
Well, I wouldn't want it to do nothing again the law, but I know it'd fall down anyway, I'll tell you that.
Well, he figured out it wasn't just a matter of everything falling down to the ground anyway.
You mean that's what that Newton sat there and figured out?
Yes, sir.
My doggies, he must have got an awful whop on the top of the head to make him get that fur off the tracks. Anybody knows that things just drop off a tree and hit the ground and ain't pulled down
well,
or nothing.
You're wrong there, and this experiment will show you just exactly what happened.
I'll never believe it.
Fact is, I believe we'll use you for the example, Edmund.
Yeah, use me. I'll be a good example.
All right. You can pretend you're sitting under an apple tree, and then we'll have Cedric drop the apple on your head.
That's a good drop the apple on my head?
Yeah, Cedric can stand up on
the chair. Now, just a minute now, Long. You ain't going to drop no apple on top of my head.
Well, it won't hurt you, Abner. It's all part of getting cultured.
I don't care if I never get cultured. You or nobody else ain't gonna drop no apple on my head or nothing.
Oh, there's Caleb stomping again.
Well, I don't care.
Wait a minute, Abner. Watch out, watch out. There's a hanging lamp there. Look out for it. Got him right on top of the head. Cedric, bring some water. Ulysses, help me lift Abner up here.
Okay, Long.
Abner, speak to me, Abner. Abner, can you hear me? It's me,
Long. My head.
Abner, are you hurt?
Long, would you do something for me?
Why, sure, anything.
Get hold of that Newton seller. Tell him I'll take a bushel of them.
Bushel?
Yeah.
Bushel of what?
Oh, them apples of his. Doggy, that's the biggest apple I've ever been hit with in my whole life.